Legend in My Spare Time podcast contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
I'll fess up. I sat down and pressed record today without a co-host. I am all alone in the Matt Cave 2.0, so that means we need to work together and find a co-host. Let's use the power of our minds. Let's use the power of imagination and dreams. I'm looking at you, Joe from Iowa. If you could pick any guest this week, who would you pick?
Tell him, Joe!
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
They can't shut down the interweb.
Previously on Legend in My Spare Time.
If you were offended, we do apologize for that.
Mostly just that you were forced to listen and be offended. Not that we're apologizing for either our viewpoints or right. the fact that we have the technology to sit here and spew them at you. I think if we were a sitcom, we would already be a success.
What's ahead in your miles and miles from your nice warm bed?
I sit up, I lean forward to go and turn the alarm off, and I just start hurling. No warning, no kind of prelude that it was coming. I had no way to prepare myself. I just fucking sat up, and the next thing I know, I'm vomiting uncontrollably. So the first thing you get is the paint splash across the television. And then as the fury of it begins to ease up, you know, the like a fire hose winding down, the arc of it starts to curve down. So then it hits the VCR. It actually managed to flip the little flap up on the front of it so it could go right the fuck inside.
Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am.
I actually had to disassemble the VCR to clean my vomit out of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, my guest at this time, he is the man who claims he wants to catch, cook, eat, and kill a squirrel. He's the only man I know that owns a vintage 1970s Darth Vader costume. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dave Rage K.
I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock. You hit the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they
say, oh, you know it, baby. I tell you right now, it's good to be back in the Matt Cave once again. I'm addressing all of the people out there, all those Matt Lee's fans who can't get enough of the sweetness that is Legend in My Spare Time.
Mike, seriously, we are recording episodes so far away from your last appearance that it's illogical. So for the few people out there who don't know who the hell Dave Rage K is, let's just say the original co-host.
I am.
He was the co-host when I had the idea, the bright idea to get on the bandwagon of podcasting. Dave Rage K was the one who was in.
Oh, that's so true. You know, let me just say one thing. And I mean, it was good to be here for episode one. It's good to be here for episode 50. And I'm going to be back for episode 100.
You never know.
I'm going to be back for episode 1000 because some things are timeless. Some things do not fall by the wayside. This, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, people are going to be looking back at you the way people now look back at the Beatles. You're a visionary.
Thank you.
You are so far ahead of your time, and you are going to be the fundamental groundwork upon what all future broadcasting is going to be based on.
Thank you, Dave K. Not only do I like your joy and how polite you are, I like how honest you're being. You can only speak the truth.
Cult legacy.
So Dave Rage K is back in the cage. And you know what? It feels almost, you know, it's a little bit like back in the old school days of WWF. Hulk Hogan would disappear for a while. Mr. Perfect and the Genius and Macho Man and Ted DiBiase would all kind of run their mouths because Big Guy wasn't home. It's kind of like when Daddy goes out for the weekend, goes away for the weekend, you know, the oldest son thinks he's in charge. A lot of people have been talking a lot of smack, and that brings Dave Rage K back out of the woodwork.
Oh, testify, brother.
Because I assumed wrongfully, incorrectly, I assumed that you weren't listening. I thought, you know what? Out of sight, out of mind. Dave K's a busy man. He doesn't love us. He's gone. So many a night I have said things about you on this podcast because I'm pretty sure you're not listening.
That's true.
Correct me, Dave K.
You have said some shit about me, but you and I go back a long way.
That's true.
So I'm going to let the shit that you've said about me slide.
All right, but
I'm going to give you a pass on some of those hateful, hateful things you said about me.
Because I'm Matt Lees.
Because I know that they were coming from a place of love.
That's right.
You were like that spurned girlfriend.
Exactly.
You know, I never called after that morning of, you know, whatever, whatever. I said I was going to get some coffee for us and never came back and never called you.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
You know, so that's fair. I mean, to be honest, at least you haven't thrown a hot coffee on me. I mean, I could totally see that coming out of one of those. So
if you were any number of other people, Dave K., so I guess we have that mutual level of respect because
we
refuse the opportunity or the desire to hit each other or attempt to end each other's lives, regardless of how many times we've gotten close.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. On the other hand, there are some other people talking some smack.
Yeah, they have. So I don't know how you want to start this. I don't know if you just want to get in the ring and start swinging.
You know what? I'm going to stretch this out over the entire episode. I don't want 5 minutes of bile-filled, you know,
anger.
Oh, I'm going to stretch this out.
Okay.
I'm going to work it across the entire episode. I got a lot of shit to address.
All right. So can we assume then in a main event type deal, you're going to build to the most anger at the end of the show?
You know, I'm so angry about so much shit all the time. I'm not sure if there is a most. But I tell you what, whoever it is at the end, I will harp on the most.
All right.
I will get the most on that motherfucker, whoever that happens to
be
that we're talking about at the end.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have had a co-host conundrum here ever since Dave K made like the Aurora Borealis and once in a while. So, anyway, we've had consistent changes in the co-host guest host lineup, and not to say that this is another change, because again, he's like the Hogan, he's like the Rock, he's like the Austin. He'll drop back in for WrestleMania, but he's not here for Monday Night Raw all the time, which is fine. We've accepted that.
Hey, you can't afford to pay the bills with the big guy on salary all the time.
That's
just got to take the magic guest appearance.
That's fair. All right. So in the meantime, we have had multiple guest hosts from Portland, Oregon, Waterloo, Iowa, London, England, Omaha, Nebraska.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And some of them at different times have run their mouth because they're all loyal listeners and they're all a little hurt maybe by the Dave Rage K. So when you think some people need to be slapped down, who comes first? What's first on your list, Dave Rage K?
All right. Well, first and foremost, there is an individual who shall remain nameless. But because of this individual, I am forced to sit here and enjoy a fine, high-quality caffeinated beverage instead of my usual stream of unending beers, which would normally be the way I would address this situation.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, there is now a no alcohol allowed rule attached to the Legend in My Spare Time podcast. And you remember how much we used to love counting along with our beers and getting drunk with our listeners?
Oh, it was good times.
It's not allowed anymore.
Yeah.
Because somebody took that joy away from everybody.
And I mean, it wasn't even me drinking beer in the hallway of your apartment and then storming into your girlfriend's bedroom.
Potentially naked.
By mistake, yeah. It's
right.
A good thing I wasn't.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't Dave K, but there is an individual. Somebody out there has made it so that none of us can enjoy alcohol on this podcast, and also is the reason that we no longer record at Planet Leisure, 370 Highland Road West, the toy store that stood up and said, "I will sponsor your podcast." We can't record there anymore. We can't drink on the show anymore because of a certain individual.
Nameless.
Nameless.
Yep.
Shameless and nameless.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fair. So you don't have anything more than that other than to say, I'm on to you.
On to you. And I'm very disappointed.
Ooh, that's like when Dad says, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Exactly.
I'm just hurt. I'm just hurt, son.
If this was a video podcast, you could see the disappointed look that I'm giving my coffee right now.
He really is, son. He's giving it that look like, it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's heartbreaking. It's hurtful. I mean, some people have messaged in and said that they're on his side. Some people have said they're on my side. But I'm the one here. I'm the one who clicks the record button, so...
That's true.
Eventually, I'll win.
And you got people like me and like our man Joe Grosso, who are always got your back. There is only one side. There may be two sides to every superhero, but there is only one side to Matt Lees, and that is to have his back 110% of the time.
Thank you, Dave Kay. And he also, not only did he compliment me, he made me feel warm. He also plugged the upcoming album, Two Sides to Every Hero.
You're goddamn right,
That's
I did.
That's beautiful. Now, before we forget, we only call Joe Joe now.
Oh.
He's got a slightly more important job. He can't be seen to be rambunctious with the likes of us.
All right. Can we beep that out?
Yeah, no worries. All but right. From here on out, it'll just be Joe.
All right.
Of course, the first man to make a donation, as you guys heard from Joe's listener challenge.
That's the truth.
First, fantastic. First one to make the $100 donation. He's not the first one to donate. We've had donations. So not to do the PBS telethon, let's just get it out of the way real quick. If you would like to help us. Help me and my band finish the record. LegendInMyPodcast@gmail.com. Anything over $25. Now, please, anything helps. I know $25 is a lot of money. If you send $25, you're essentially buying a pre-ordered copy of the album, and I'll ship that to your door when it's finished. I might even rub it on my junk before I do so.
Okay, yeah.
If you donate $100, which I know is an astronomical amount of money, if you donate $100, I will send you a custom cover. You pick the song. I'll record it, send it back to you. It's yours, baby.
Now let me ask you a question about this $100 offer.
Yes.
I know a couple of guys have stepped up to the table with this already.
Uh-huh.
Is this Matt Lees acoustically covering something? You getting the whole Matt Lees band involved in this?
Depends on what they pick. Mostly, I'd say it's me.
All right.
You'll get a lot of me. Maybe I'll get some Jay Walsh on the guitars for it as well. Can't guarantee the whole band, but I can guarantee that I will record that song to the best of my abilities, and I'll send it back to you. If I can get the band together, it's kind of like the Blues Brothers, I've said before.
Yeah.
If I can find them all and get them all and the stars align like they did today to bring you here, maybe.
And no stars about today, man. It was that wishing and the hoping.
It's true.
And the praying that came out of your listenership.
It's true.
That brought me here today.
It's true. You were at work today and you just heard this like a dog whistle. Like Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf, you were just looking up.
I was.
You're like, I hear something. Yeah. What's that? And then you said, Matt Lees needs me. I must go. And disappeared.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, found my way to the Matt Cave 2.0, where I've never been before.
That's right. And then I was sitting here in a darkened room, a mic turned on in front of me, nobody there, and
yeah.
There he was, Dave Rage K.
Now, let me say this about that as well. It's brighter than a motherfucker in here, buddy.
Oh, is it? You can kill that light switch over there if you'd like.
One second, because I feel like I'm being interrogated
no,
here.
No. See, we're getting back to the romance. Everybody else that comes in here wants the lights on. I turn them off. Van Boss wants them back on. People don't like the darkness, but I enjoy the mellow atmosphere.
Oh, I embrace the darkness.
Because, I mean, everybody who knows, that's a terrible redundant sentence, but you and I met and bonded over at bars, at shows. We're not used to being in bright lights.
Well, you know, unless we got a guitar in hand and, you know, young screaming girls.
And it's like this.
Yep.
I just pointed a studio light right in Dave's face.
Yeah, I was jerk. Strangely comforted by it.
Yeah, see, because it feels like you're on stage.
Yeah.
So, you know, how are things in the music world for Shoes in a Dryer and Dave Rage K?
You know, it's not been bad, actually. I just told our regular Monday night gig to cram it full of walnuts and take it on home.
All right. As I've done in the past and as many musicians will do.
Yeah.
If they have any self-respect.
Yeah, you know what? I don't mind taking one for the team.
Right.
You know what? But I was playing a regular Monday night gig with my boys and, you know. Sometimes it was hit, sometimes it's miss. It's Monday nights, you know?
Yeah, and what was that band called?
You know, it's been called many, many things.
But what was the name I'm feeding you? What was the name I want you to tell people?
It could be anything. Fuck Dave?
No.
Is that the one you're looking for?
No. Dave and the K's.
Dave and the K's.
The name that I myself begot.
Bestowed
upon you.
Yep.
Dave and the K's, greatest band name ever. And then you changed that to Fuck Dave.
Nope, nobody liked that, though. The casinos didn't want to book us if they called us, you know, if we called ourselves Fuck Dave.
But they would book you if you were Dave and the K's. You sound like a four-piece doo-wop band from the 50s.
Fucking right we do. I think that's nothing but good when you're dealing with that kind of
exactly.
Book
what
energy.
You do. In your press photo, you guys all wear bow ties.
Yep.
You're in.
Yeah, suits.
Dave and the K's. Like,
but not good suits.
Right.
Just, you know, shitty suits.
Exactly. Because they're doo-wop. They're not fucking famous. But anyway, so Monday nights, Dave K was playing pretty much, it was consistent every Monday.
Every Monday.
A fairly, you know, a really good lineup of musicians.
Fantastic. Some of the best in the city.
Yeah. So what happened? How much can you say? How much can't you say?
Ah, you know what? I'm willing to go to the wall with this one. You know, I took on doing this at the last minute.
Right.
You know, when they had a regular Monday night thing that was going on and it canceled and one of their bartenders gave me a call. It was like, you know, hey, we need something on Monday nights. Can you come in, talk to the owner, work something out? So I came in and worked out a tentative agreement, you know, with him. Was like, hey, we'll come in, we'll try it out, see how it works. If it works for you, if it works for us, we'll keep doing it. If it doesn't, well, then we won't. It's just that simple.
Yep.
But, you know, time went on. And to be honest, I mean, I do it for the love. Like, you know, I work a lot at my stupid day job. So I don't get a lot of time to myself to go out and enjoy myself. I don't get to play as much as I want to. So I was really just doing this for the love of getting up there and ripping some shit up, you know. But at the end of the day, when the band drinks three times what you're getting paid for an evening of playing. Now, we do drink a lot.
You do.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still, you know, at the end of it all, you know, all I asked for was a little more money. You know, cover a little more of the bar tab. You know, just something. You know, I mean, fucking,
right.
You know, you give me a donut, anything. You know, just something. You know, make me feel a little better about the whole affair. But they weren't willing to do it, so...
You walked.
I walked.
Much like I've done myself many times.
Yep.
Good for you.
Take my ball, go on the fuck home.
That's right. That's right. As a text message conversation that you and I had a few months ago.
Yeah.
The end result of which was me just basically being like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Because Dave had the unfortunate situation of being the middleman between me, the performer, and the douchebag owners, let's say. The general managers. If this was a Raw analogy or wrestling analogy.
Yep.
Dave was the announcer and douchebag was the general manager.
Yeah.
So during our text conversation, it never actually got to a fight because I don't have any problem with Dave or HK.
Never will.
The end of which I was just like, fuck this. I think I said, this makes me feel funny. I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's probably exactly what it said.
Yeah. Because, you know, it was basically like, you know, you can keep playing, but we're going to give you less money and we don't want your guitar player anymore. And by we, I mean the board of directors.
Yes.
So first it's like, okay, I'm going to tell Jay Walsh he's out, but I love Jay Walsh. I wouldn't do that to Jay Walsh.
Oh, you can't sell it your buddies.
Right. I'm going to play the whole night by myself for less money, no less. Not even for his half of the money, which I still would have said no to. I'm not going to do more work for less money.
The finger. Yeah. He was giving you the finger.
Yeah, he really was. He was saying, fuck this guy. I want him to quit. Here's the offer I'm going to give him. I know how it works. That's fine. So I'll pull out because I'd rather not play. Than play in that kind of scenario. If you're not going to appreciate me and you don't think I'm worth more than X a night, then that's fine. I'd much rather sit here and record or play the fucking PlayStation because I'm an old man now.
Go home, rub one out.
Right.
Whatever, man.
Fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, there's nothing to be blamed there. And we both understand how that is. And anybody out there who's listening who's ever, you know, picked up an instrument, gone out and, you know, tried to make their way in the world in one of the hardest ways possible.
Everyone's trying to fuck you.
Everyone's out to fuck you.
Everyone wants their little piece, their little dime. He wants to save 10 bucks here or 20 bucks there or 50. No.
Not going to fly.
I'm out.
Yep.
Because if you don't want me and Jay Walsh, if Jay Walsh is too loud, then I don't. Yeah, it's over.
That's just the nature of the beast, baby.
But for the record, if you're a bar owner and, you know, you have a bar and a restaurant where you know, you're open all the time and you're always in the same place and you have an event you want to have consistently that you want people to attend to, kind of like a regular part of their schedule, maybe you should advertise, maybe you should put up a poster, maybe you should put it on the sign on the door. I'm just saying. I'm done with that now. Because I vented that many moons ago and I'm over it because I don't care. I have more fun being a professional wrestling ring announcer.
Yeah, man. That as much as I haven't seen you do that yet, I can totally see you rocking that gig.
April 15th, Elements.
Oh, yeah?
Big Love is coming, I hope.
Oh, yeah. He actually was talking with me about that the other day. He wants to know what you're expecting out of him. Does he get to hit someone with a chair? He really wants to hit someone with a chair.
You know what? I'm going to be meeting with a couple of guys tonight, one of which might let him hit him with a chair. I'm going to give you 40% chance that if anybody will, it's the guy that I'm going to see later. And I'll talk to him. But my idea for now was to basically have Big Love be my security. He's going to accompany me to the ring and all that. Essentially, we'll be there. I'll be there early setting up. My plan is to have Big Love show up, have him meet everybody. And then right before the doors open, when there's potentially 150 people in line outside, we pull up with the limo. He comes out around front, lets me in. We go through the front doors. Because then later, 10, 20 minutes later, when the show starts, everybody sees me. I'm the guy who just got out of the limo. Big Love walks me to the ring, stands behind me. And I do my whole, you know, a lot of the wrestlers around here have been getting touchy lately. A lot of guys been grabbing on me. That's why he's here. Because I have a very specific beef with a certain tag team that I've been lipping off to. And every time they lip off to me, I lip off to them. They call me fat, tell me to get out of the ring. You never know what could come out of this. Maybe nothing. Maybe Big Love gets to lay a whooping on somebody.
Yeah, either way, man, it's going to be good entertainment. What night is it?
It's a Friday night.
Friday night.
Now, tickets at the door will be $20. Matt Lees gets you in half price because he's Matt Lees.
Uh-huh, like
two
Matt Lees.
For 20.
All right.
So here's what you do, dummies. You buy 2 for $20 from me, you take the other one to the door on that Friday night, and you sell it out front to somebody who doesn't have a ticket yet. Boosh. You're welcome. But listen, it's going to be a hoot. I'm so excited. Maybe Big Love gets to hit somebody. Maybe.
That'd be awesome.
Is that what he is? That, does he have this genuine like boyhood excitement that he wants to hit somebody with a chair?
No. I just kind of threw that out there, hoping you could get that for him.
That'd I'll try. Awesome. Maybe I'll hit him with. Maybe somebody will hit him with a chair.
He'd probably take that.
Now we might be somewhere. Maybe I'll hit him with a chair.
That'd be funny.
There are many things to discuss this evening when I meet with the board of directors of the PWA. If you'd like more information about any wrestling shows that I'm announcing for, it's pwacanada.com. The Reverend Matt Lees, your host for Friday, April the 15th at Elements. I'm really
excited. To wear a snappy suit with one of those bolo tie kind
of
things?
No. Ready? Chucks.
Yep.
Nice pair of jeans.
Yep.
Random rotated superhero or super nerd t-shirt. Blazer.
Nice.
Boosh. Because, you know, you got to bring your own little twist to it. First show I did, I tried to go full suit, gold watch, like the old 1960s announcers.
DiBiase style?
Yeah, I wasn't in my... I didn't feel it. I wasn't comfortable. I need to be able to get in there and be a little more loose, because if you want somebody to do the whole, welcome to Elements, I'm your host today. No. If you want somebody to put a natural twist on it and be more of a host rather than a ring announcer, I'm your guy. If you want a formal guy, it needs to be somebody else. But they seem to like what I'm doing. They seem to enjoy it. Fans like ribbing on me, so it's fun.
Good.
You know, it's not your standard wrestling show, but I also get to call people out, you know, and I get to make fun of the sound guy when the mic doesn't work.
Yeah, well, sound guys, man.
And I don't know if you heard the last time. Let's say this is the mic, this pretty thing here that he keeps, you know, turning off on me.
Mm-hmm.
So then I go over and I say, hey, man, this volume here is the mic. Let's leave that there. This one here is your master, so when I'm ready to speak, just bring up the master. So I look at him, ladies and gentlemen, I look at him and I go, now we're in a legion, there's probably 50 people. He's literally just staring at me. Head to the side like an Ewok. You know when Leia's eating that thing and the Ewok's all like, what do you got there? Oh, look at this. That's what the sound guy's doing. So I stare him dead in the eye. I hold the mic out. And I drop it in the ring. And
classy.
Everyone goes, ooh. And then I leave the mic off and I say, this next match is set for one fall. And everybody cheers.
Yeah.
And then Jeff Black comes down to the ring. Now Jeff Black, who has been a co-host on the Legend in My Spare Time podcast, a man who I used to be terrified of and now I love to death. He's a scary man. He does some hardcore shit when he wrestles. But other than that, he's a gem. He's a beautiful man. He owns the sound equipment. His music starts. He starts to walk to the ring. He realizes I'm not using the microphone. And he says, what are you doing? And I'm like, this guy doesn't know how to use the mic. So in the middle of walking down his entrance, he pulls over to the sound guy, pushes him out of the way, fixes the mic, points at me and says, now say my name. Crowd goes wild. So that's why I like being at wrestling shows, because it's not like bands where you get gypped by bar owners and everyone pisses me off.
Yeah, nature of the beast, man.
It really is. The music makes me more and more angry.
You know, for something that we love, man,
I know.
It really is a lot of ridiculously hard work and pain and suffering.
It really is. Like, I know it's people probably like start playing the violin when we're like, we're underappreciated. But I really do feel genuinely like a hooker when I play sometimes, because it's like, really?
You know, now I know there's been some other people here on the show that had a regular gig where they opened up for karaoke, but I was playing in a bar once where the owner asked while we were on break if people could get up and karaoke, and we packed our gear and walked out.
Amen.
Like,
let me just say, the Matt Lees Band will never play at a gig that opens for karaoke.
No, foot's down. Foot is spoken,
right.
Marge.
Other than when I played with the Brass Mantis at Chainsaw, which was possibly one of the greatest musical nights of my life. It was awesome.
Not familiar with their work.
Oh, dude, I played it with Lenny Lilac, and Lenny Lilac's two brothers are in the Brass Mantis.
All right.
And I'm telling you, it was one of those nights I walked in, and guess how many problems I had? Zero.
Wow.
No tension, no stress. I walked in, they said, hey, man, you're up first. Is our gear going to be in your way? And I was like, no, you can totally set up. We'll play in front of you. It's only two of us. Nobody had a beef with each other. Nobody was pissed off about, is it okay if I use your amp? Hey, man, do you have a guitar I can use? Hey, whose mic is this? Nobody had a problem with anybody. We got up. We played. The next band got up. They played. The last band got up. They played. We had a fantastic evening. Karaoke started by midnight. and we made way more than the standard offer that we used to get when I played with the other band that played at Chainsaw.
Oh, hell yeah.
Even though, I don't even want to get into it. I'm positive that you make way more than they fucking said we were making while we were playing there. Should I just leave it at that?
Let's just leave it at that.
Because the amount we got paid four times as much for the Saturday night gig that we did, and that was just the bar's offer. Hey, we'll give you X. That X number was four times the amount that I was making on a regular basis on every Tuesday.
Ah, fuck that.
And when I said to somebody involved, hey, maybe we should ask for more money, they said, no, they're cheaper. They're not going to go any higher.
Did I hear you mention Lenny Lilac's name?
Yes.
Let me talk to you about that fucking guy.
All right. Do you have a problem with Lenny Lilac?
You know.
Let me just hold on. Penthouse Lenny Lilac, the owner of Planet Leisure, our proud sponsors, one of the new co-hosts of Legend in My Spare Time. All right. Go for it.
All right. You know, I'm sure he's a nice guy. You work with him? Seems like a reasonable man. Let you do a podcast in this place.
That's right.
Owns a poker table.
Until somebody ruined it.
Stocks a beer pong table in his store.
That's right.
Don't think I didn't see that.
All right.
Yeah, you gotta respect a man like that.
You really do see all. It's really creepy.
Oh, buddy, I am everywhere.
Like, folks, I may joke around about it, but the times where Dave Kay will just be like, yeah, I saw you were doing this. I'm like, anyway, please continue.
You know, he competed in the first ever Dave Kay's Wild Rides or Matt Lee's Outrageous Lies.
Yes, he did.
And he took an ass whipping.
He certainly did.
Now, he cast disparagement upon you. He cast disparagement upon the game.
Yes.
He even doubted the veracity of the story.
Yep.
Now, let me say this. Yes, maybe there was a couple liberties taken, but it's an outrageous lie. From that, at least to say he was there, that's part of the lie. You know, if you can't differentiate between A and B, you know, you probably don't belong in the game. And, you know, that flap on the front of a VCR, it opens awfully easily. And you would be amazed how much mass an entire night's worth of food and liquor has behind it when you projectile vomit. And don't get me wrong, it didn't, you know, clear the bed and hit the VCR. I painted everything around me. The girl I was with actually had the clarity of vision to, as soon as she heard it start, hold the covers up like some kind of shield to keep herself dry.
That's right.
You know, and then, you know, went and got me some water and then slept on the couch. But
fair enough.
I mean, I can't really blame her there.
No.
If I could have just left it, I would have. But yeah, I did have to disassemble that VCR and clean it out.
Yeah, and he said that both you and I were dishonest,
yep.
Essentially. And, you know, for me to say that I started the night at the boathouse is not a far-fetched story because
it's an outrageous lie.
Right. And there were so many nights in which you did text me and say, you should come down to the boathouse.
Yep, this crazy thing's going on.
This insane thing just happened. KD is doing a leprechaun dance on top of a stool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I had one of those nights the other night. Ended up there out of the blue, and there was a band called Run With The Kittens.
Right,
playing
yep.
down there. They blew me away so much, at the end of the night, I bought all five of their CDs.
Wow. You don't buy music.
I don't buy music. If no. I want something, I'll steal it.
Yeah,
you know,
true. Even from indie bands. You heard him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
It's the world is my oyster.
It's true. Hey, I don't want to buy the CD, but let me borrow it for 10 minutes. Dave K walks away to his laptop, right in the bar, rips it, hands the CD back to the guy.
Yeah, I would never do something like that.
You'd go into the you wouldn't do it in the but you'd go into the office to do that.
No, and you know what? For the most part, I like to support the you know, the smaller guys, the guys who are, you know, up and coming.
It's true.
I know how hard it is to try and make a living doing that kind of stuff.
It's horrible.
But you know what? You suffer for your dream. You're smart about it. You'll get where you're going.
Or you get grumpy and give up.
A or B.
Either way, you got stories for life.
Yeah. But, Mr. Lilac?
Yeah, you weren't done with him. I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm pretty much done. If you come back and compete again, keep your eyes wide open. Keep your head on a swivel, man, because you never know what outrageous lie is coming at you. You never know what wild ride it might be.
It's true.
I got a lot of crazy shit. And Matt Lees? Damn. That boy can talk.
I can run my mouth.
You sure
can. And also, this should be for all competitors of Dave K's Wild Rides or Matt Lee's Outrageous Lies. Literally, you never know if Dave K is not just going to kick the door to the studio open.
He's done it
many a night. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this guy appears out of nowhere. So I'll be in the middle of a store somewhere. My gas gets groped. I turn around. There's Dave K. We're recording. He calls me on the phone. I'm still a little hurt. I hang up on him. Door gets kicked open. There's Dave K.
Yeah, it was well planned.
So do not underestimate the sneakiness of the sneakiest, Dave Rage K.
You know, in the spirit of my sneakiness, I pulled a fantastic move the other night. I got this little prank war going on with this guy I know. We used to work together, and you know, I froze his pants, and then he froze my jacket in a gigantic block of ice. It took 3 days for it to thaw out, which was pretty good. And then, you know, back and forth, little things here and there. I filled the hood of his hoodie with ketchup one night while he wasn't paying attention.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, it totally was. And you know what? If the other people at the table hadn't had this look on their face, now you people can't see this, but it's a look like... He would never have even caught on. He would have flipped that motherfucker up and just coated himself. It would have been awesome.
Do I know this guy?
You might.
Okay.
You might.
Is it the guy I called with the French tickler mustache?
No.
Not creepy mustache
not
guy?
Not creepy mustache guy.
Who turned into grumpy bar manager guy?
Yeah, no.
Anyway, please continue.
But this one night escalated to the point where he tackled me coming out of a sub shop at, like, you know, 1 a.m. when, you know, I was decently drunk. And it's like, fair enough. You know, all's fair in love and prank wars.
Yeah.
So I capped that night off. We went back to a buddy's place, and we were sitting there drinking some straight gin, because that was all there was. Mm-mm. So at about 2:30 in the morning, this gentleman went into the washroom to take a pee. I waited till I heard it start, kicked the door open, and hit him with a flying tackle, took him right into the bathtub. I was hoping he was going to piss all over himself.
And did he?
No, he managed to choke that shit off.
Wow. See, you're brave, because what if you would have got pissed on?
Yeah, I hit him pretty high, and I was pretty confident I was going to stay dry.
All right. Wow, that's risky.
Yeah, it was a risky move, but I figured, you know, a high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
You know, if it had worked out, and actually, you know, incredibly, neither of us got badly hurt by me, like, literally tackling him across the bathroom.
Because you're a little and, man.
Yeah.
You're wee.
I was moving fast, though.
Yeah, you do. That's one of the best one of the consistent lines from Dave Kay is, it's all right, I'm drunk, I'm moving quickly.
I am.
I'm wiry and small, but I'm drunk and moving fast.
That's true.
That's what Dave K does. Well, so you slapped Lenny Lilac in the mouth. You've had enough of him.
I did.
Who's next on your Dave K's hit list?
You know, that's a tough question. You know what? Before I start talking trash about someone, let's see if we can Skype Ollie in here.
All right. Because, so here's what happened, ladies and gentlemen. Ollie is your reigning and defending spare time Olympics champion. As you guys know, I don't need to tell you this. So, yesterday I spoke with Mr. Ollie, because as you guys all know, Ollie and I recently had an argument because I tried to take away his title, and I said, you know, it's hard to get a hold of you, we don't have applicable schedules, and he said, fuck you, schedule it around me. So I said, all right, man, we'll do it at this time, which, to you listeners now, the time makes no difference, but let's just say it's right now. We've previously set this up. Ollie knows that we set this up. So now what we have to do is just attempt to see if we can't get him on the line. Because when I told him who his opponent was, he started to change his story a little bit.
Yeah,
He was ready to swing the bat. He was ready to scrap. He was ready, anybody, anytime. I'm Oliver Little, all right? And then he said, oh, we might have to postpone today. Actually, what he said was, you might have to crack on without me. Yeah, that's right. We have a championship match. But yeah, we'll just crack on without the champ.
I've got to bleach my knickers.
Yeah, I've got to bleach my knickers, all right. So, let's see what happens here.
My mom has made me a crumpet. And I got the same bad fake English accent that Matt Lees does. But that's the only kind there is. There is no such thing as a good English accent.
That's true.
You know, it all sounds like, you know, you're trying to, you know, shit directly into a megaphone.
Yes. See, the
first... Well, a bit classy. No, it's not classy. It's not upper crust. What it is a bastardization of your own fucking language.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
I think Ollie's going to like it, too.
I hope so.
Because we really do give a fuck what Ollie thinks, right?
I hope that's him coming on.
No, see, what happened was the first call got dropped.
Well, he ignoring you, then?
You never know. Let's see. Let's go back online here. Oh, and wouldn't you know it, he's no longer online.
He was online.
He was online. I called him. Call dropped. I go back online. He's gone. Oliver Little, ladies and gentlemen, has pulled an Ultimate Warrior and no-showed an advertised event.
You know, perhaps Little is the key word in this equation.
Little champ.
Not calling him a little man, but he has little chance against the likes of Dave Rage K.
What do we do now? We promised the people at home an episode of the Spare Time Olympics featuring Dave K.
All right. You know what I'm willing to do, Matt Lees?
Okay.
Because of the rigged nature of this game. And
What did you say?
Because of the rigged nature of this
rigged?
Game.
Rigged? What do you mean
now,
rigged?
Now, I'm not calling it rigged.
You just did. You said because of the rigged nature.
Well, okay. call it the loaded nature of this game.
I don't really appreciate your insinuations.
Well, it's just the rules are arbitrary. I appreciate that about it. They are whatever you feel like they're going to be. You bestow points at random. You take points away at random. These aren't things I mind. But it's a whole wild card situation. I mean, half the time, the winner has negative points.
All right, fine. What's your point?
My point is, let's give that filthy, limey... Can I use cunt?
Yes, absolutely.
That filthy, limey cunt, 0 points.
Okay.
And I will play against an empty fucking chair.
Oh. And you think you're still going to win?
Win or lose, I think I can put on a better show by myself than that twisted, small island, inbred, queen-loving prick.
All right, you know what?
Could possibly do if he was here with me.
I can't disagree with you. I'm going to give you the shot. So, I guess that means, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play everybody's favorite game, the Spare Time Olympics. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, the Spare Time Olympics, a 5-part question trivia show with the utmost in respectability, honesty, and integrity. I'm your host, the one, the only, the Reverend Matt Lees, and let's meet our first competitor today. He sits across from me. He is the only true Canadian member of the Legend in My Spare Time home crew.
Hell yeah.
He has done some shit that would make your eyes crawl. And he's killed for less. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dave Rage K.
Well, thank you, Matty. It is good to be in the house.
Welcome. And his opponent, the other corner, he is your reigning and defending Spare Time Olympic champion. He is from London, England. Ladies and gentlemen, Oliver the Plonker Little.
Can we post in some crickets?
Maybe. Are you excited, Ollie?
We got some off-price.
Good. All right, let's begin. If you're ready, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Spare Time Olympics.
Can I talk a little smack before we get started?
Now you can talk smack. Minus one.
All right, I like the way we start.
Well, you, and you talked over it.
I totally talked over it.
Minus one for Dave.
Ah, here we go.
Good start.
All right.
You have a question? You want some smack to talk before we start?
Yeah, I just want to say this. The whole reason that I have absolute confidence, you know, in this situation is every time I've heard Ollie on this game, he's ended up with a negative score, and the only reason he's won is because he's got the other guy's points. He's never yet actually come out ahead. And I don't want to take his title in absentee, but I'm putting this out to you, Ollie. If I beat your empty chair today, I want your ass to actually compete against me.
All
and
right.
If I lose, I'll apologize about what I said about the queen.
Ooh, that's a big deal because you do not like the queen.
I don't like the queen.
No, fair enough. So, but how about this? Let's build. If you defeat the empty seat today, I will allow you to challenge Ollie and we'll do it on episode 50.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right. So, are we ready for question one? Dave?
I think so.
All right, Ollie. All right. Question one. If you were a member, I'm going to go with you first.
Okay.
If you, Dave K., were a member of the Simpsons universe, who would you be and why?
Mexican Bumblebee guy.
Okay, and why is that?
Because he's the only guy who ever gets to constantly have fun. Nothing bad ever happens to Bumblebee Guy outside of his TV shows. Everybody else, there's always this unending string of tragedy. You don't ever see anything bad happen to Bumblebee Guy.
Fair enough. I like it. 1 point for Dave K., which brings you back to 0. All right?
Yeah.
You're doing well. Ollie, if you were a member of the Simpsons universe, who would you be? All right. So... his nothing answer gains him 0 points. He doesn't gain, he doesn't lose.
All right.
So, we're tied at 0 after one question, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. How do you feel, Dave?
I'm feeling good. Feeling strong.
Fingers tingly?
Yeah.
A little bit nervous?
Might need to stretch it out a bit, but...
All right. Next question.
Try and man up.
Here we are. I'm going to give you 3 names. You're going to tell me one you want to fuck, one you want to marry, one you want to kill. All right? Dave K., here are the names. Ready?
Yep.
Corey Haim, Whoopi Goldberg, and the Iron Sheik. I want you to fuck, marry, and kill.
All right. Well, clearly, I'd marry Whoopi Goldberg because she's the only one out of that entire group that's got money.
Fair enough.
All right. So I'm down with that. You know, as much as the easy answer would be to fuck Corey Haim, I think I'd kill that guy. But only because I feel like the Iron Sheik really, really deserves an ass reaming.
It's true, because he tells people he's going to give them an ass reaming.
A lot.
Yes. And if so you're saying if Corey Haim wasn't dead, you would fuck him to death?
Well, maybe. He seems like a pretty small, fragile guy, and I'm swinging some pipes, so.
That's all right. Fair enough. You know what, Dave? I'm going to give you a point for each of those answers. You get 3 points.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Ollie, fuck, marry or kill Corey Haim, the Iron Sheik, and Whoopi Goldberg. So, of course, Ollie would love to marry the Iron Sheik, I'm sure.
Yep, seems natural.
Yeah, he'd love to bang Corey Haim and probably kill Whoopi Goldberg because he's a racist. So, let's just leave it at that. So, after 2 questions, Dave K. has 3. Oliver Little has 0.
Nice showing, Ollie.
Question number 3. Now, this is a bonus question in that if you match the answer that I've written down, you get 10 bonus points.
Ooh.
10 bonus points.
That's considerable.
Ollie goes first. Ollie, which Goonie is Matt Lees? All right. Ollie remains at 0 points. Dave K., which Goonie is Matt Lees?
Oh, that's an easy question.
Okay.
Corey Haim. Was he in that movie?
No, you're down to 2 points.
I lose points? I thought that was just a bonus.
You gave a wrong answer. You're down a point. Keep going. What Goonie is Matt Lees? Come on. Come on, you can try again. Which Goonie is Matt Lees?
The good one?
You're down to 1 point. You lose another point there.
I refuse to answer this question anymore.
Why? Because you don't know which Goonie, what the Goonies is? Is that what you're saying?
I am familiar with the movie, but I couldn't name one of them if I had to. I know.
Dave, you're back down to 0 now.
Oh!
I had such high hopes for you.
Yeah, you know, man, I brushed up on wrestling. I brushed up on footy. I was ready for anything. I wasn't ready for the Goonies. Although with the Cyndi Lauper question in the past, I probably should have been prepared for that.
Dummy. Question number 4. In Back to the Future Part 2, who wins the World Series as per the video screen and Hill Valley Town Square? Come on, Dave K. You're going to go first here.
All right. Cleveland Indians.
Okay. -1 for Dave K. Incorrect answer. Ollie. Okay, Ollie stays at 0. It, of course, is the Cubs. The Chicago Cubs winning the World Series against Miami in a sweep. I know there's no Miami team, but it's in the future when they do have a Miami franchise.
Fair enough.
All right, fine. Fine. This is going swimmingly well. It's -1 for Dave K and 0 for the defending champion, although the title's not on the line. Oliver Little.
I can't believe I'm losing to an empty chair.
I know. Of course, if Dave K wins, then Ollie must step up and defend his title at the upcoming episode 50 of Legend in My Spare Time. Final question is pop culture speed round.
All right.
So we're going to go around the table. It's going to go from you to Ollie. You're going to use letters of the alphabet, and I want pop culture references. For example, I'll start with A. I'm going to feed you the first one. If you use double letters, you get double points. Make sense?
All right.
For example, I'm going to start you with A. Admiral Akbar. That's 2 points. Now, Dave, you have B.
Bumblebee Man.
All right. That's 1 point. So now you are back up to 0. Ollie. Okay. Weak. Nothing for him. You're on D, I would suppose now, Dave.
Dave Rage K, man. If I am not a pop icon, I don't know who the fuck is.
Dave K's got 1 point. Ollie. Terrible. F for Dave K. F.
Fraggle Rock.
I love Fraggle Rock. You got 2 points now. It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Okay. Should we continue or should we just stop? I mean, drilling him.
I'm just going to run this all the way up to the wall. You might as well just give me the 13 points for half the alphabet right now.
All right. You know what? We're going to call it at 2-0.
All right. You know, number 3 was going to be Hunter Hearst Helmsley when the H's came back around. So.
Oh, all right. So fine. All right, fine.
But, you know, I'll take my 2 points.
That's right. Okay. So at the end of question 5, it is Dave K 2, Oliver Little 0. Leaving only the business of Dave K. You are the winner this week. I need your acceptance speech.
Well, I'd love to say I was challenged by my opponent here today. The reality of it was little challenge at best. Oh, I like that. Like that little bit of echo. It makes me feel like I'm addressing the world. Which, of course, we know I am. Because, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about other podcasts. You know, ones maybe from England with more listenership. But we all know where the real listeners are. They're the ones tuning in to Legend in My Spare Time every week. And the reason they're tuning in is because of fantastic hosts like Matt Lees, winners like Dave Rage K, and former champions like Oliver Little. Thank you, Matt Lees. Thank you, Empty Ollie Chair. And most importantly, thank you, Ben Affleck.
Oh, he threw in the Ben Affleck right at the end. That's 3-0. Ladies and gentlemen, the first man to ever win with an acceptance speech, the first man to give an acceptance speech up to par, your winner this week, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Rage K. Thank you very much, Dave.
Yeah.
Job well done. That sets it up. It's already episode 50, Oliver the Plonker Little versus Dave Rage K in a fierce battle for the Spare Time Olympic Championship. That's if Ollie is brave enough to show up, because today he vanished.
Not just didn't show, but duck and covered as soon as the opportunity presented itself.
Yes, that's right. So, champ, enjoy it while it lasts, because the challenger is coming. Let's bring to a close another episode of the Spare Time Olympics. Well, I'm proud of you, Dave.
Thanks, Matty.
You stood up for yourself.
Damn right.
Now, was this opponent, Oliver Little, was this the guy that you wanted to... Is this the person you need to take some heat at? What else you got in you?
Well, you know what? I've already... you know, demonstrated a clear superiority. You know, I did have a little bit I wanted to spit his way, but only because of the hate he's throwing my man Matt Lees.
It's true. He does hate on me a lot.
He does hate on you a lot. And, you know, he hates on the colonies. He hates on the Americans. You know, he sits there on his tiny little backwards island and throws hate and just negativity around at everybody around him. You know, he even rips on you for being Welsh, and you're from the same tiny little backward island.
Now, easy with the backward part there.
Well, hey, man, it's an island the size of my backyard, and looking, you got three nations on there that can't get along. They all hate each other. They all think they're better than everybody else, and the only real winner is the fucking Irish. And how the fuck does that happen?
I like it. I'm with you. I can't disagree with you there.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, I mean,
But I'm going to take it easy on Ollie. I'm gonna give him the opportunity to step up to the fucking plate, stand there. Now, that's a baseball reference, Ollie. I might understand how, you know, you might not understand any sport that isn't soccer. Oh, sorry.
Football.
Football.
Even I'm going to call you up on that one.
No. I was gonna call it footy, but then I thought, yeah, that's giving it a little too much respect. I'm down talking him right now.
Fair enough.
Step up to the plate, get your ass on the Skype, challenge me in a meaningful fashion, and then maybe I'll talk some shit about you. As it is, I could keep kicking babies down flights of stairs here, but there's really no point in that.
He's essentially saying, Ollie, that you're not good enough for him to even shit talk.
Pretty much true. In fact, yeah, that's pretty much true.
Oh, he even looked up in the sky as he thought about it. That's what he's doing. He's saying you're not worth the sweat it takes him to think up a disrespectful comment to say to you.
No, I mean, I could sit here all day and just randomly crap on you just for being British. But the reality of the situation is I want you to feed me. Feed me.
And I'm British a little too.
Well, only sort of.
But, you know, you gotta...
You're from the classy part, though.
Oh, that's right, Dave K, because Jesus loves the Welsh just a little more.
That's right, man. Any little pocket-sized group of people that can produce people like, I don't know, the greatest Welshman ever to live.
Who is?
Tom Jones.
Second greatest Welshman to live?
Sean Connery.
He's Scottish.
Whatever, dude.
Don't
fucking with you. I don't know. Who's the second greatest Welshman to live other than Matt Lees?
That's right. That's all I wanted. Matt Lees. Or the original singer of Pink Floyd. I heard a rumor he was Welsh.
Really?
But Pink Floyd suck, so fuck them.
They
suck. Like Eddie Van Halen. Because Van Halen can suck my balls, because he sucks.
Are you egging me on here, Matty?
Any guitar player who is the dream guitar player of Bill and Ted can suck my balls. How do you feel about that?
Keanu Reeves is a motherfucking genius, man.
They just announced Bill and Ted 3, son.
I know, I heard that. That makes me cry a little inside.
I'm excited.
Like, I don't know, where are they even going to find fucking Bill? Like, you know,
Alex Winter, where the hell's that guy?
I'm sure he's working at a fucking Denny's somewhere right now outside of, you know, Reno.
Yeah.
So, wherever he is, if they can find that guy, and I mean, how the hell do you afford to get Keanu Reeves in this day and age? I mean, he's not even going to stop touring with his band long enough to take a shit at home.
Yeah, he's going to definitely have to do it because he wants to do it. And of course, George Carlin, God rest his soul, he's not going to be in there. There's no Rufus.
Nope. What do you do then? Who do you replace George Carlin
with? You don't. The character's out.
Yeah, he
has to be. That's the only way to proceed. You don't replace a man like George Carlin. Although Batman is probably going to continue. Like, I mean, even the Batman movies are not going to do another Joker.
No, you can't.
Until they relaunch.
Well, I mean, you could always bring Nicholson back. He was the best Joker.
That's true. Oh, Jack Nicholson. Oh, Jack. If you had to fuck either Jack Nicholson or Danny DeVito, who would it be?
Can we just spread that out to any Batman villains? I mean, obviously, we got to eliminate Pfeiffer and you know, the Catwoman and such. But can you open it up to any Batman villain? Because I'd fuck the shit out of Arnold.
Well, just to say you did?
Oh, yeah.
Just to prove that you made him your bitch?
Yeah, exactly. Who made the governor of California his bitch? Dave Rage K did.
Dave, you're too hard, Dave. You're hurting my ass.
Just take it gentle.
My accents have died. It's really bad.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Dave K, too rough on my ass. Oh, look who... Oh.
But you know, he shaves that shit down, too. What are you oohing about?
Somebody just popped online. Oh,
that was so close.
As you were, folks, we can just resume the thought that he's afraid.
Yep.
Wow. Jeez. You're too much of a worthy opponent, Dave K.
Well, I mean, Canadians bailed them out of a couple of wars in the past.
You know, I guess so.
There's no reason for him to think that we've gotten any lighter weight. So
that's fair. You know, something we are forgetting, I think you also had beef with our listener Dex, who decided to email in and give Van B a little bit of his mind.
Now, I got two sides of the fence here for this guy, Dex. Hey, one, I appreciate your listenership. It's easy to, you know, to remember the Rev. I mean, you got to go way back into the vault to remember who I am and even mention me in your email. Yeah, you get it.
He said you were a pokeroo, though.
Yeah, well, hey, that's why. And hell, he's American. How the fuck does he know what pokeroo is? But good on him, man.
Yes.
Good on you. I appreciate that. But you can't hate on a man for being dull.
It's not his fault. He's boring.
Yeah, you know, I mean, not everybody can be me. You know, you guys are all just going to have to accept that. There can only be one, and I've already kind of locked that down.
It's true. You've got that. You've got that unlocked.
While it terrifies me that you're using Legend in My Spare Time as entertainment while you're driving a truck, because, I mean, I don't know about you. The last couple episodes I listened to, not only did I laugh so hard I broke my chair at work in my office, I also whacked my head off my desk. In the process of going forward out of my chair.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's... And credit where it's due, might have been Ollie that made me laugh that hard.
Oh, you never know. Could have been Ollie.
Could have been Ollie. But, you know, I appreciate you, you throwing the love, you know, but the disrespect. I mean, you know, at this point, you know, we've lost a co-host because of you. You have irrevocably damaged the Matt Lees podcast environment.
It's true, because Van B, his feelings are hurt.
Yeah, you can't hurt a man's feelings.
He's floating around now with hurt feelings.
Yep. Now, I'm not saying the right thing to do is to send another email with maybe a bit of an apology.
Right.
Or, on the other hand, you could send an email with a lot of hate directed my way.
True.
I'll take either one of those things.
You love hate. You don't even care.
Nah, man, I thrive on that shit.
It's true.
You know, it's easy to love me. It's easier to hate me.
It's true. And I'm one of the ones who loves you.
Yep.
You know, you're a gem among men.
You know, take the easy road.
It's true. So, but yeah, basically, I appreciated Dex and his honesty. I appreciate that he wrote to us.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, but
take
the
time.
You hurt the Dutchman's feelings.
Yep. Sad. He can't help himself. Skin-eating freak.
It's true. Skin-eating freak? What do you mean?
Yeah, it's Austin Powers, the Dutch skin-eater.
All right.
The smoothies. Right.
Yeah, I never saw. I don't really know the Austin Powers movies very well because they sucked balls.
They did.
So, you know, what can you do?
No, you take it like a sucker. You still got to respect the comic genius of that Canadian, Mike Myers.
Oh, all right. He is a Canadian, even though he pretends to be English all the time.
Yeah.
With his fake accents and heroin off of hookers' asses. And
same bad fake accents we use.
Hey, I use a stellar accent. Ollie's the one. It will all be revealed that Ollie is the one with the fake accent, and I have the genuine accent.
You know, it's actually going to turn out that he lives in, like, Newcastle or somewhere like that is just, you know, ahead. Where does he live?
London, literally London, England.
Whereabouts, though? It makes me wonder.
Why? What do you mean?
You know, there's you know, parts to be proud of.
He lives in the ghetto, self-admittedly.
Yeah, well, he's a student.
And he lives near Shepherd's Bush, which is one of the biggest shopping centers in London.
I see.
But he could be lying. Maybe he lives in London, Ontario, and the reason he didn't answer right now is because he's driving here to punch you in your face.
I find that unlikely.
Me too. But then again, I found it unlikely that you would kick my door open one winter's evening on a Legend in My Spare Time episode.
That's true. And decently unlikely that I was going to randomly show up tonight.
It's true. As I sat here and prayed that somebody would show up.
I can only take so much smack talk.
And then you have to come back in once in a while.
I have to come back in, straighten everybody the fuck out.
And just be like, that's enough.
Yep. Foot's down.
Foot's down.
Foot is spoken.
He's put the foot down. Dave K has put his foot down. He's had enough of the shit talkers because he's out there and he's always listening.
Oh, yeah.
And he is vouching right now that episode 50 will be the penultimate battle between the defending champion, Oliver the Plonker Litter from London, England, and the new number one contender. I think a likely opponent, a worthy opponent for Oliver Little, Dave Rage K, the original Limpst co-host.
Yep.
Limpst.
I like that.
Limpst. That's terrible. Sounds like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, it kind of
Limp Bizkit! You know, how's the Limp Bizkit cover band going?
Oh, you know, it's rock solid, man. Mm-hmm. I love those fucking guys.
Dave K is the Fred Durst of the cover band.
Hell yeah.
No, there's no. So listen, if people want to know what's happening in the world of Dave K, essentially you have no public persona.
Nope.
You have no way for people to access you, as you never have. I mean, you never have. So legendinmypodcast@gmail.com is the closest you're going to get.
Yep. Matt will forward it to me. He knows how to get a hold of me.
That's true. And even that, it's not easy.
No.
No. You know.
He'll forward me an email. Eventually I read them.
I don't even know if I have your email. I mean, I'll forward him the emails right after. You guys can all take a look at those. He'll take a look at those.
Actually, I'll do you one better than that, folks. You got anything to say to me, you email legendinmypodcast.
At gmail.com.
And Matt will read it on the podcast. I'll hear that shit. And I will kick in this door again.
Because apparently he listens. Who knew? I didn't think he did. But apparently he's out there and he called me on everything I've said about him.
Damn right.
Even though I meant all of it.
I know.
What can you do?
Oh, fuck. I'll take it like a sucker.
You left me pregnant at the prom with my own cum shot on my hand. That's true. It was an awful experience.
Yeah. Well, at least I didn't get it in your eye. I hear that burns.
Oh, yeah. Did your mom tell you that? Oh!
Oh!
Matt Lee's 1, Dave K 0. Speaking of that email, don't forget if you'd like to donate to the MLB to help us finish our record, that's the same email. legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. We have a Facebook group. We have a blog spot, legendinmypodcast.blogspot.com. What you can do there... You can see pictures of us and our crew and our recording studio and where things happen and maybe just random pictures that I think of. Like the one I'm going to take of Dave K's butthole after this. Stink eye.
Looks like a chocolate starfish.
Dave, oh, speaking of fucking Limp Bizkit.
Oh.
Chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water. Wasn't the name of one of their albums?
Got me, man. Oh, I don't really listen to that shit.
You're the worst Limp Bizkit fan ever.
I know.
Listen, close this out, high impact, in the last 60 seconds. How do we build this up? How do we zone it so the people are like, I can't wait till the next episode?
All right, here's what I'm going to say about the next episode.
Okay.
I may or may not be here.
Probably not,
but I may.
You may.
Each and every one of you, after you listen to this next episode or this next two episodes, because I think we're in the late 40s now, I'm going to be back for number 50. You save up everything you got for me. You email my man Matt Lees.
That's right.
You tell him what you want from me, and I will bring it all to the table. And Ollie, Mr. Little,
bing.
Yeah. I'm waiting for you, son. I got my fucking Canadian hockey gear on here. You can put on your shin pads and get out and, you know, your cleats and knock your little ball around, whatever it is you're going to do. I'm going to be outside playing a man sport because it's still fucking snowing here.
That's true. It really is.
Beginning of fucking April, and it's still snowing like a motherfucker outside. So I'm going to keep rocking that shit. I'm going to get you in here. I'm going to reach through this Skype connection. I'm going to jersey you, and I'm going to show you what it's like to get your ass whipped by a Canadian.
Boosh. Say no more, Squire. What else can you say? Thank you, Dave Rage K, for making your return this week. We eagerly await episode 50. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. At this point, the only thing left to do is to cue AK with what we lovingly call the retard screen.
I love the retard screen.
You love that it's called the retard screen,
know,
too.
It's awesome.
AK.
Legend in my space time, motherfucker.
Downloading Legend in My Spare Time. And if you enjoyed our program, I give you my word you'll enjoy our friends, like Zach and the boys at Misinformation Podcast.
Thank you, Matt Lees and the Rev, for that heartfelt, and props to them for not once oversampling and pimping their podcast.
No, they wouldn't do nothing. No such thing.
I'm going to whoop somebody's ass.
Hey, I saw pictures. You fucking whooped your ass in the fucking
lineup. Yeah, those were fucking opportunity photos. I thought, hey, it'll be fun.
Opportunity photo.
We'll pretend like he's whooping my ass.
It's good publicity, yeah.
Canada, ask him how the arm wrestling went. Don't lie, fucker. Don't lie.
But every father, when you got to let the kid win once in a while. You know, just throw the kid a bone. It builds their ego a little bit, you know?
I love Matt Lees.
Yeah, he's all right for a Canadian.
He's not my favorite Canadian, but he's up there.
And who could forget the friendly giant himself, J.J. Hawkins, and his super friends at Mars Needs Podcast.
He's huge. He's hideous. I am not an animal. I am a man.
Where it's like, hey, it's like, who's the dad, you know, with the daycare kids, you know? It's like,
yeah. But I am the guy who got accused of being your father when I dropped you off at school one day.
Yes.
And we were both
with the
seniors
guy that we
high
went to high school with. I know.
And I'm like, is that your dad? Dude, you have third period with him.
Asshole.
And this is on the...
Francisco was probably a stoner since, I don't know, birth, you know?
Yeah. Is that the guy, our friend who became a weightlifter and had the tiny head?
You were lucky. Wankers.
So if you're not listening to us, listen to one of them. And if you're not listening to one of them, listen to us. Know what I mean, Buttercup?
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.